This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some parts of the country are running low on oxygen, the bottled stuff to help people with breathing problems. This due to pandemic distortions in supply chains and this big storm, Ida. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
Right now, because of COVID, hospitals are using way more oxygen than they normally would, and some are close to running out. Mary Mayhew is head of the Florida Hospital Association.
We had a survey last week where a number of hospitals had less than 48 hours worth of oxygen on site.
Part of the problem is transportation. There's a fire risk with liquid oxygen, and you need a special license to transport it. Dr. Eric Toner is with the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security.
In California, they were having issues of having enough commercial truck drivers who are certified to drive the trucks.
The crisis could get worse in the South this week because of tropical depression Ida. Stephen A. Melnick at Michigan State University recalls Hurricane Katrina.
When Katrina hit, it basically devastated the transportation networks.
If roads are damaged or flooded, it'll be harder for truck drivers to get oxygen to hospitals and to patients injured in the storm. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.